الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the previous lesson we spoke about the condition of munafiqeen, hypocrites. When they are in the company of the believers, the mu'mineen, they say, we bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we bring iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the messenger of Allah. Then when they are in the company of the kuffar, they say, we are kuffar like you. So in other words, they are playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they bring iman, they do not have conviction and certitude in that faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference towards them. In the previous verse, as we've mentioned already, that indeed those who brought iman, then they made kufr. Then they brought iman again. In other words, when they were sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, we are mu'minin. Then they make kufr again. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. Then they continue in that kufr. Allah is not going to forgive that, because they are not genuine in their faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuing with that discussion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, now give them glad tidings. We can see in this expression is that hint of sarcasm, ya, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, that give them glad tidings of a painful punishment that will befall them. This will be on the day of Qiyamah. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Who should you give glad tidings to of عذاب? You should give glad tidings to the munafiqeen. Which people are intended here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who take the kuffar as bosom friends, other than the believers. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of your deeds. Allah is well aware of your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you take the kuffar as your bosom friends, as your guardians, as your patrons, other than the believers. You should be in the company of the believers and enjoy their friendship, not in the company of disbelievers. By no means this verse is saying that one should not show good akhlaq and character towards non-believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that. All Allah is saying that do not take the kuffar as your bosom friends, because many a times a person is motivated to do such a thing by keeping this friendship, etc., because of certain types of izzat and honor that Allah, not izzat, a person is motivated to keep this friendship because of the wealth and certain types of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the non-Muslim. So a person gets carried away by that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this in the next part of the verse. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. By you keeping this friendship, this close relations, etc., is it such that you desire izzat in their company? Then this is wrong. This is totally wrong, because izzah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person wants izzah in this dunya, then this person has to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, you can't even look for izzah by any of the makhluk, by any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a qawl, an imaq, a statement made by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, where he says that person who is looking for izzah by the abid, that is the bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let that person know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to disgrace him. This person is disgraced if he's looking for izzah by the makhluk of Allah. Rather, Quran mentions many places that izzah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we read in the verse, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَى, that you, O Allah, you exalt whomsoever you will, وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَى, and you debase whomsoever you will. This belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely. So, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Allah is explaining this. Many a times a person is motivated to keep this close relations with disbelievers, it's because they desire something from them. Sometimes it's money, fame, wealth, etc. So let that person know, izzah if you want, then this is something that belongs to Allah. It's Allah's property. So you have to find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give it to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all izzah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never disgrace anyone of us. Wa akhir da'wana.